Good morning. Here are the day's top 5 stories from the Miami Herald for Tuesday, September 28. First, the weather. Another dry and clear day is coming our way. Look for lower humidity, no rain, and a high in the mid-80s. Let's get things started on the road. A new rideshare service will hire 200 drivers in Miami, and have them as employees, not independent contractors. Texas-based Alto says its drivers undergo extensive background checks as well as a thorough safety and defensive driving training program. Alto can be used both by guests and by members to get on-demand rides. Members have special access to additional services like delivery of goods. An Alto membership is $12.95 a month or $99 a year. There is also a family membership option for $99 a year. Members save an average of 30% on every app ride. In food news, Bayside Marketplace is getting a serious food upgrade. The husband-wife team of Chef Michelle Bernstein and hospitality pro David Martinez has opened La Cañita, a seafood-focused pan-Latin restaurant right on the bay. It's the latest restaurant to get serious about dining at the touristy mall, which is hoping to attract locals. The two-story restaurant with an outdoor patio looks out on the water. The menu embraces the ocean. Fresh local fish, key shrimp, conch and seasonal stone crabs will make up a menu that attempts to represent Miami's many seafood-loving Caribbean cultures. La Cañita is part of a renaissance in food for Bayside as it replaces the German Bavaria House that was geared toward tourists. For more on where to eat around town, go to miami.com. In education, between 300 and 400 educators fanned out across neighborhoods in Broward County over the weekend. They went door to door trying to reach thousands of students who have either not shown up for school or have attended class sporadically since the beginning of the pandemic. The goal is to get as many of them as possible back into the classroom. The task is monumental. The list of students they're trying to reach includes about 10,000 children. The Broward County Public School District is the sixth largest in the nation, with 204,000 students. In the Florida Keys, an injured loggerhead turtle with bubble butt has finished its rehab in Marathon and has taken a plane ride to a new home in Texas. The 230-pound female turtle took the nearly five-hour flight from the Middle Keys to South Padre Island, Texas, with the help of a nonprofit group. The general aviation pilots donate their aircraft, fuel and time to provide emergency transport for endangered species. Matthew was named for one of her rescuers before her sex was determined. She suffered injuries to her shell in May 2020 from a boat strike that left her unable to dive and forage for food, a condition termed bubble butt syndrome. It's not likely Matthew could survive in the wild due to the buoyancy disorder. And finally, in sports, Jacoby Brissett will continue to start at quarterback for the Miami Dolphins for the next few weeks. That's because Tua Tagovailoa was placed on injured reserve and will miss at least 3 games because of fractured ribs. Tagovailoa missed Sunday's game against the Raiders, which the Dolphins lost in overtime. He also will miss the October 3rd game against Indianapolis and the October 10th game at Tampa Bay. The earliest Tagovailoa can return from his injury is October 17 against Jacksonville in London. Brissett brought the Dolphins back to tie the Raiders late in the game, but Las Vegas kicked a game-winning field goal as time ran out in OT. That's all for today. For more top stories and to subscribe, go to miamiherald.com. And stay healthy.